This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, new music from Wednesday, Asteroid No. 4, Thurston Moore, and Bass Drum of Death. Starting with Asteroid No. 4. Welcome to episode 203 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was the Asteroid No. 4, with a classic track from their 2011 record Hail to the Clear Figurines, named Wicked Wire. The band formed in the mid-90s in Philadelphia, and relocated to the West Coast Bay Area in 2011. They are one of the most underrated bands in the modern psychedelia genre pool. Their sound varies somewhat, but generally I'd call them a shoegaze band. They don't always have the intense, full-on shoegaze sound of My Bloody Valentine, but rather the subdued side of the genre, think Slow Dive. I played them on episode 121 of this show, just after their 2024 EP Tremble was released. Later last year, they released their 12th album, Several Shapes of Solar Flares. And this year, while working on their next LP, they've released two singles, Neptune and Captivate. I prefer the latter. Here's the Asteroid No. 4 with their new reverb-drenched single, Captivate.
Sunbeam.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was the Asteroid No. 4's new single, Captivate. From shoegaze to garage punk, our next release is from Bass Drum of Death. Let's start though with a highlight from their 2011 debut LP, GB City. Here's Nerve Jamming. That was Nerve Jamming from Bass Drum of Death. The group was first formed in the southern town of Oxford, Mississippi, first consisting of just frontman John Barrett playing both bass drum and guitar. The band now consists of John Barrett, Jim Barrett, and Ian Kirkpatrick, and have relocated to New York City. They are now gearing up to release a new LP named Six, which comes out on the 12th of September. The latest single is really great. Proper, short, sharp, noisy, guitar-led punk. Here's Never Gonna Drink About You.
I'm not afraid to die.
was Bass Drum of Death with their new single Never Gonna Drink About You. I first discovered Bass Drum of Death, like many other great bands, on the Grand Theft Auto 5 in-game radio stations. Their track Crawling After You, from their second album, a 2013 self-titled release, features prominently on the best of those stations, Vinewood Boulevard Radio, hosted by Nate and Steve from the band Waves. I love this song. It's pop punk that I can tolerate, and that's something in itself. Sonic Youth, and that was Bass Drum of Death with Crawling After You. Next up is North Carolina Cowboy Boot Gazers Wednesday, with the last single they'll release before they drop the highly anticipated record Bleeds. The first single they dropped, Elderberry Wine, became a relative super hit in the alternative country field. They followed that up with Wound Up Here by Holding On, to remind us that they are usually a very loud band. The next single, Pick Up That Knife, was good too, but less accessible. I didn't feel I needed to play it on the show. This final single, Bitter Every Day, is very much Wednesday. Loud, quiet, shoegazy, and with southern gothic lyrics. Here's Bitter Every Day.
You're jumping ahead of me with the moment. to you is just like swimming through a cold spot in the lake. And the sweetest parts of life keep getting bitter every day.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Wednesday with their new single Bitter Every Day. Our final song this week is a new cover from Sonic Youth legend Thurston Moore. He covers an obscure Velvet Underground song. It's from the record VU, released in 1985 and consisting of unreleased Velvet tracks from the late 60s. Coming after the best track on the album, Foggy Notion, the original version of Temptation Inside Your Heart is an unpolished and unserious version of a fairly simple pop song that nonetheless carries that Velvet Underground groove. Thurston's cover was released on the date of VU guitarist Sterling Morrison's birthday, and he and his band, which features My Bloody Valentine's Deb Googe, takes the song into a very Velvet Underground appropriate jam out session. So seeing us off this week is Thurston Moore and his newly released cover of Temptation Inside Your Heart.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.